Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Krisis, Perik Vav, Mishnah Tess. Last Mishnah in Masechtes Krisis. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, now we already mentioned that when a person brings a Karban Chatas, he has a choice, a Kivsa or a Seira. So our Mishnah wants to know, is anyone preferred over the other one? Zakt Rabbi Shimon. Really, Kvasim Kaid Mila Izim B'chal Makar. When the Torah talks about lambs and goats, the Torah always mentions the lambs first. Like by the Karban Pesach, the Torah says, Mina Kvasim U Mina Izim Tikachu. By the Pasha of Nesachim, the Torah says, Oy laseh bakvasim oy be'izim. However, Yachol mimnei shem mevacharin mehen, maybe you're going to think that's because the lambs are better than the goats. Talmud Loimer, therefore the Pasuk makes it very clear. When the Torah tells us about a person bringing his personal chatas, the Pasuk says, V'yim keves yavi karboni lechatas. After the Torah mentioned, afterwards the Torah says keves. So here the Torah puts the goat before the lamb. So how come sometimes the Torah says lambs before goats? Like by the Karban Pesach and by the Nesachim. And here by the Chatas the Torah says goats before lambs. And the Torah says that's exactly the message. Mulamet sheshneim shkulim. It makes no difference. You want to bring a lamb, a goat, there's no preference one over the other one. What about when it comes to birds? You have a choice of tyrin or b'nei yayna, turtle doves or pigeons. So here too, tyrin kaid mil b'nei yayna b'chal makom. Turtle doves are mentioned before the young pigeons in almost every place. The Torah talks about the two together. In most of the places, the pasuk says v'imin oif oyle karbani l'Hashem v'hikriv menat tyrim oyimin b'nei yayna, tyrim first. And in most places, the Torah now before the B'nai Yonah. Now, Yachol Mipnei, Shein Mevucharin Mehen, maybe you think that's because the turtle doves are more L'chatchila. The Torah would rather you bring the Torah than the B'nai Yonah. Talmud Loimer, therefore, the Pasuk says, here the Torah is talking about a woman who gave birth. The Torah says, U'ben Yonah Oitar L'chatas. Ben Yonah comes first over here in the Pasuk. Melamed is the teacher, Sheshnei and Shkulin. Both are equal. You can bring either turtle doves or pigeons. There's no inyan, the one is more lechatchila. You should look for one over the other. So once we're on this topic of what comes before the other one, the Mishnah goes along the same mahalach. So let me first remind you that there are two mitzvahs in the Torah. There's the mitzvah of kibud av ve'em, and there's the mitzvah of yiras av ve'em. Kibud av ve'em, of course, in the Aseret HaDibros in Parshas Yisro, kabud es avicha v'simecha. V'mechabed, a father and mother. Machal u'mashka, malbish u'mechasa, machnes u'moitzi. Definitely when your father or mother come in, stand up to greet them. When they walk out, you walk them to the door. You always have to remember, it's because of your father and mother you're on this world. As I state in the Sefer HaChinuch. Ki av ve'em heim sibas heyoisei bi'aylam. Not for your father and mother, you wouldn't be here. So, before anything else, think. Dati Mami, you gave me life. Says there are three shutfim in a person. Hashem, his father and his mother. Bear in mind, you owe them your life. In addition, as you remember from Parshas Kedoshim, there is the mitzvah of Yiras Avaim. Yira doesn't mean fear. I am scared, so scream at me. Fear is a lashon of kavod. You don't sit in his place. You don't talk in his place. You don't contradict a father and mother. Chas v'shalom to embarrass a father and mother. The Gemara says in Masechtas Kiddushin, even if they did something terribly wrong to you, you don't embarrass back. Now, let's see our Mishnah weiter. Sak the Mishnah, ha'av koidim le'em b'chal makom. The father comes before the mother in almost all places. That is where they're mentioned together. Like kabbid es avicha v'simecha, or imake ove v'imay masyumas, or a mekal ove v'imay masyumas. Yachol, maybe you're going to think shekvoid ha'av, that the chiyev to be mechabed your father oidev is a stronger, more important al kvoid ha'im than being mechabed your mother. Talmud Lamer, there the pasuk says ish imay v'aviv tiro. Here the mother comes first. Melamed, this teaches us sheshneim, both the father and the mother shkulim. So, of course, you remember from Chumash, when it comes to kavod, a person may be more likely to be mechabed his mother. She spoils him maybe a little bit more. So the Torah stresses kibbet ava'im. Remember, you have to be mechabed your father just as much. When it comes to fear, so maybe your father's more strict. So all those halachas that have to do with yira, like standing up for your father and so on, not interrupting, maybe naturally you would apply it more to your father than the mother. So when it comes to yira, it says ish imay v'aviv tero. That it makes no difference what your feelings are. Sheshneyem shkula. Both for the father and the mother. There's an equal chiyuv of both kibud and moira. Abul Amr Chacham Bat HaChachamim said, even though in the ikur chiyuv, when the Torah gives us the myths of kibud ava'im and moira ava'im, they're both the same. What would a person do if sometimes he has to do one before the other? Let's say a man's father and mother both ask him for a cup of water at the same time. He should give his father first. Why? Either chiv is the same. So the Mishnah explains, Aval Amru Chachamim Ha'av Koidim La'em B'chal Mokaim. Why does the father come first? Nei Shehu V'imai Chayavim B'chvayt Aviv. He and his mother are mechuyev in the covet for his father. So by giving the cup of water to the father first, it's like the mother's also being mechabed the father now. Vayitra says the Mishnah, V'chein B'tal M'tayra. There's a mitzvah the same in the Torah to be mechabed tamid chachamim. Pasuk says it, Neseva Tokim, V'hadarta P'nei Zakein. This chiv applies to his rabbi Muvik. That means the rabbi that he learned most of his chachma from him. So, what happens if his Rebbe and his father both need something? Zok the Mishnah, Im Zocha HaBen, if the son is Zaycha, Lifnei Rav, to have such a Rebbe, to sit before a Rebbe, and to learn most of his Chachma in Torah from that one person, then his Chiyav is to be Mechabed the Rebbe, Koidem Asa'av before his father, Bechol Makar, in any situation where he has to do one or the other. And here too, the same point, like by the mother and the father. Neshagam hu, v'aviv, both he and his father, chayovim b'chvayd rabbi, are mechuyev in the covet of his rabbi, who is a talmid chacham. So let's say it's a shaila of, whose aveda should I return? Or who gets redeemed first? Or help with the package? So it's rabbi muvik. Again, rabbi muvik means he learned most of his chacham from this person. Rabbi muvik comes first. However, it says about Tanura, if his father is a talmid chacham, even though his father may not be as much a Talmud Chacham as his Rebbe, but his father is a Talmud Chacham, says the Bat Tanur, the father comes first. Now we're going to talk about this at the end of the Mishnah after the Chazar of Ez Hashem Yisbarach, even before his Rabbi Muvik. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that even though in most places the Torah says Kvasim before Izim, but when it comes to Echatas, the Torah says Goat first. And that's to teach us, when it comes to Echatas, your choice. No preference, one over the other. Even though in most places it says Toirin before Bnei Yoina, but the Pasuk does say, Uben Yoina Oitar L'chatas. To teach us that L'maisa, there's no preference, one over the other. You want to bring Toirin, you can bring Toirin. You want to bring Bnei Yoina, you can bring Bnei Yoina. Even though in most places the father comes before the mother, but the Torah does say, Ish imoy of Tero, there the mother comes first, and that's to teach us that when it comes to the basic chiyuv of kibbet ava'im or moira ava'im, there's no difference. There's equal chiyuv to your father and to your mother. What happens if both your father and mother ask you for a cup of water? So first you should bring the father, because the mother is also mechuyev in the covet of the father. A person is mechuyev in the covet of his Rebbe. His Rebbe means over here a Rebbe muvik. That means he learned most of his chachma, most of his Torah from that person. So if they both needed him, let's say to return an aveda, and he can only do one of them, first comes the Rebbe, then the father. Because the father brings him l'chai oylem hazeh, and the Rebbe brings him l'chai oylem haba. Now what's the din of his father is also a Talmud chacham. So really this is the halacha. You could look it up in Shulchan Aruch, if let's say it was a Shabbos Aveda, both your Rebbe and your father left a wallet on the street, go get it before someone gets it. Your Rebbe comes first. His father would come first if his father was Shakul B'Chachma Karabba. If his father was on the same level as being a Talmud Chacham as his Rebbe, even though his Rebbe is the one he learned from, his father would still come first. If, however, the problem isn't just saving money, but both are in a situation of they're in pain. They're, let's say, Chas v'Shalom, in prison. He can only redeem one of them, so the Rebbe comes first. But in this case, if the father's a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not as much as a Talmud Chacham, as his Rebbe, the father comes first. Now, let me tell you a very interesting Ramah that's brought down in Yoredeya Simon Reish Mem Beis. The Mishnah is talking about where the Rebbe is teaching him for free. But if the Rebbe is getting paid to teach him, then says the Ramah, the father comes first before everything.